don't give in. I see you coming down with this. Look like you got some that probably arthritis in you. Oh, I know I'm older. I don't run as fast as I used to. But I ain't carrying no arthritis. I have enough to carry myself. Hello? Y'all ain't talking to me too well. Don't let nobody pull you away from the word. Hello? I'm going to say it again. Don't let anything. Don't go to the doctor to find out who you are and then settle for that. They may tell you. Let the word tell you where you are and who you are. Build that truth in your spirit. Build that, spend time with it and build it. Don't go to, let the doctor talk you down. Where your mama had, your daddy had, and they had, and this and that. So you're going to come down with that. Don't accept that report. You got the devil, the enemy going to come and try to tell you this and put this on you. Get enough word in you so you can stand up and say, no, I'm not going to receive that. Well, your daddy, your mama, your people with this and that, they never did nothing. They haven't never had nothing. Don't let nobody put that on you. I'm a king kid. I belong to the family of the redeemed. God is my father. And whatever I need, he's already provided. And I'm learning how to receive it in this life. Hello? Don't let people talk you down. And say things according to this natural world and your surrounding and your environment that you are in, around. Don't allow them to do that. You let God tell you who you are. You let God tell you what you can do. Let his word tell you. His word is spirit and they are life. Jesus is the word. I'm going to say it again. Jesus is this living word. This is a written word, but Jesus, that living word, this written word is talking about. And everything he said, this written word says, Jesus is that, and he will do every bit of it. Because he can't lie. God didn't send us a liar. He sent us a redeemer. God didn't send us a teaser, but he sent us a provider. He has provided for you and me everything we need. Don't get under condemnation because you are attacked by something. You stand your ground. Can I talk to you? As I close here. When you're done, the Bible says when you've done everything you know to do, he didn't say try to stand, he said stand. Didn't he say it? When you use every scripture you know to quote or say, you said everything you heard everybody else say. When you've done all you know to do, and then the enemy says, "See there, you're gonna run out." Say, "No, I'm anchored in the rock. I am anchored where? In the rock, and I'm standing my ground. God says, stand, and I'm standing here. I'm standing. I refuse to change. All I'm going to do is you keep messing with me, I'm going to keep adding more scripture. I'm going to keep saying more. If the spirit of him that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't believe that time. How did I do that? Stand with me, everyone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I let time get away from me. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Those of you that's viewing up my live streaming, those of you that's in the audience, we serve a great God, an awesome God, mighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He made everything beautiful in our time. And the gospel is the good news that will come to mankind. You hear viewing us and you never heard the gospel. Hallelujah. I never received Jesus. I never made Jesus, never believed in Jesus. I believed on him. Today is your day to believe on him. Hallelujah. Pray with me, everybody. Father, I believe on Jesus. He is the Son of God that's been raised from the dead. I choose to believe with my heart and say with my mouth, Jesus, you are my Lord and my Savior, and I choose to follow you the rest of the days, all the days of my life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.